Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are at it again. They produce the final film in the Cornetto trilogy, World's End. Simon plays Gary King, a ne'er-do-well, who realises that the best time of his life was 20 years ago. When he and four,
people think that.
When he and four mates went on a pub crawl. He cons his mates into a reunion and decide to reenact the original crawl, which was interrupted. They never finished it.
Never managed to.
And
12 pubs? 13 pubs?
12 pubs. Mm, okay. And the last pub was the World's End.
Yes.
Hence the title of the film. Although, as it turns out, there are other reasons for that title. This time, Gary is determined to complete the crawl. And nothing is going to stop him. Sobriety, old girlfriends, or strange town people are not going to get in his way. He's going to finish a pint in each of those 12 pubs in this town. So
you might get the idea that Gary hasn't had a great deal of life since he went in.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the town folks and the pubs' transformation to generic pubs won't stop him.
Mm-hmm.
But it does suggest there's something a bit odd about the town because the citizens are becoming very bland and boring. And
well, I don't know that that suggests anything odd necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, this film is basically a cry against conformity.
Yes.
It's a call to, yeah, passion and individuality and being contrary. And Gary King does that very well. Not all his mates are quite as enamoured of this idea. For some reason, he cons them all into coming along. And there's a lovely turn by Martin Freeman as one of the characters, I think an accountant or something.
Real estate salesman.
A real estate salesman. An accountant. Yes, yeah.
Basically, all of his mates have grown up to have proper jobs, but I don't think any of them are particularly happy in their proper jobs. I think that's why they get conned into going.
And there's a nice cameo by Bill Nighy, who plays the voice of the hive mind Borg-like entity that's causing problems.
He also had a cameo in Hot Fuzz as well.
Not surprising.
Mm.
It's lots of fun, and surprisingly, a lot more plot than you'd expect. I mean, the issues they raise are actually really interesting, and it's a comedy. It's an action film with lots of action.
Lots of action.
Lots
of gore, but not in a way that really would offend anyone.
Well, no.
I think the difference between red and blue. I don't know why it makes a difference, but if it's blue gore, it seems to be more acceptable, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
The town paranoid old man turns out to be key to the whole thing.
Played by David Bradley.
Mm. It's lots of fun, and it ties in nicely to the others in the series, I think.
It does, which if you didn't know.
Yeah,
called the Cornetto Trilogy.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you've also got Shaun of the Dead, dealing with zombies, of course.
Yep.
Hot Fuzz, dealing with police procedurals and murders.
Seriously, corrupt.
Yeah. And this one, well, ultimately, it's got a science fiction theme to it. It tells a nice tale of resistance to being taken over by the conformity.
It does. This is very true.
Yes, and there's a nice solution to this, the whole thing. I won't say more than that and sort of spoil the ending, but Gary King is one of the great characters, I think. He's an eternal adolescent.
Very much so.
And he's not going to settle it down for anyone. He's going to keep on in his ways, and he's a rogue, and a likeable rogue.
If you like the other two, you'll probably like this one.
And if you like Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, you'll certainly enjoy this one.
Yep.